Wakey, wakey. Oh, poor baby. So confused, aren't you? Who's this voice in my head? Why do I feel like a little bitch? Don't bother looking around. I'm speaking through your earpods. In fact, if you try and spot me again, there will be consequences. So just sit tight and look straight ahead. Oh, about those consequences. Use your brain. I hacked your phone. If I'm speaking to you right now, how hard do you think it would be to send all these dirty little selfies to each and every one of your WhatsApp contacts? I'm sure your boss would be very interested in some of these. You even have your face in some of them, dumbass. Now that I have your attention, pick up your phone. You left it in that little net pocket in front of you. And turn on the TV while you're at it. I'm going to need some more light. The in-flight map should be bright enough. Very good. There's hope for you yet. Now flip the phone around. I don't want to have to look at you through this shitty selfie camera. Oh, you look so scared. Tell you what. If you follow my directions exactly to my satisfaction, I'll leave you alone for the rest of the flight. I won't fuck around with any of your files or any other shit a hacker can do. It'll be like I was never there. Not if you understand. Great. Because if you try to flag down a flight attendant, those pictures are going out ASAP. And if you make me really mad, I may just start digging into your banking information and any other juicy shit in there. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Am I really close enough that I'd be able to see that? Maybe I can only see you through the camera. Maybe I'm all the way up in fucking first class. Or maybe I'm a lot closer than you think. Now that we're on the same page, I'm going to need you to hold the phone so that I can get a good view of both your face and your lap. Okay. Tilt it down just a tad. And to the right? No, the other right. There. That'll do. If you mess up the framing, I'll be sure to remind you. But don't fuck it up too much. You really don't want to make me angry. Okay. Here's the deal. You're what the magazines would call good looking. I bet you're used to people doing all sorts of things for you because of it. Holding open doors, giving you extras with your coffee order, and all in the hope that you'll smile at them. Well, you're going to do something for me. I want to see your face, your pretty face, twisted in orgasm. So you're going to touch yourself, put on a show, and come for me. Got it? Oh, don't look so shocked. Of all the things I could make you do, this is pretty tame. If you do this well enough, you won't even get caught. In fact, that's kind of the point. I don't think they'll turn the plane around for a masturbating passenger. But if we don't get where we're going, and on time, I'll make sure everyone knows that you were the pervert responsible for the delay. You'll probably make the news too. Talk shows love that kind of shit. Now reach under your blanket. Good. You know where that hand has to go. Make it happen. By the way, I don't give a shit how expressive you normally are. If I don't see a good O face, if I don't believe it, well, let's just make sure it doesn't get to that. Don't just stare at the camera. Get stroking. What kind of man can't get hard when given the opportunity to jerk off? You're off to a really bad start here. If you can't get motivated for this, you're in for a long, sleepless flight. Oh, and I shouldn't have to say this, but keep it down. Moaning and groaning is a real good way to end this before I'm satisfied. And you don't want that. Really should make airplane Wi-Fi more secure, considering they make you pay for it. Did I say you could stop? Keep stroking that dick. We need to get that cock nice and hard. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. But try not to look at the camera with such loathing. You're putting on a show, remember? And the critic is in the audience. From your expression, I should be able to picture you pleasuring your shaft with nice, long strokes. Now pick up the pace. There we go. You're a natural. You just needed someone strong and confident to tell you what to do. A good performance is all about timing and pacing. Eyes forward. Watch that little plane go abso-fucking-lutely nowhere. Just like you, until you come all over your hand for me. You did rub one out just before boarding, didn't you? Otherwise, you're going to have to deal with a hell of a mess. Oh, you've got a while to go, though. We've only just begun. What's doing it for you? Are you thinking about the person next to you? Wouldn't they be disgusted if they woke up to see you doing that? No. I bet you think they'd join in. Too hot and bothered from watching you. They wouldn't be able to help themselves. Kissing you and touching your chest. While their other hand went straight for that raging hard-on. Or maybe you'd want them to cup your balls. Why don't you do that now, to see what it feels like? Bet you wish you had both hands free, don't you? Or maybe you get a thrill out of doing this kind of shit in a time and place you shouldn't be. The thrill of getting caught with your hand on your dick, standing at full attention, hunched over like a fucking animal, while a stranger tells you how to stroke it. Mm, you know I'm right. Why don't you give me a little nod? That's what I thought. Let's be honest. You're not fooling anyone with the way that blanket is bobbing up and down. There's only one thing you could be doing under there. Especially with that glassy-eyed look. They'd merely have to glance over. Eyes forward. A flight attendant is coming up the aisle. You need to get that stupid look off your face real quick. And try to keep those hands still. Pissed about you not being able to follow directions. But you're getting close, aren't you? Your whole body is trembling. You can't help but speed up to give me what I want, can you? I bet your balls are tightening. Go ahead. Pump that cock until you get that release you desperately need. One last thing. After you come, I need you to reach up and turn on your overhead light. And when you do, leave your hand up there for a few seconds. I want to see your hand coated in white. Oh. Hey now, close your fucking mouth and bite your lip if you have to. No noises. Oh, fuck. 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 That's right. That's the fucking money shot right there. You better hope nobody wakes up from you thrashing around in your seat. Oh, well done. You even held the camera still enough. I bet you've done this before. Or thought about it. Done quite yet. Turn on your light. Let's see what you got up to. Oh, Jesus Christ. Careful you don't trip on yourself. You came in buckets, didn't you? And just in time for the fasten seatbelt sign to go on too. That would have made things challenging, wouldn't it? I guess you won't be cleaning yourself up for a while. Sucks to be you. I'm sure you don't smell like you just jizzed your pants though, right? Well, you earned a break, and I'll keep up my end of the bargain. Enjoy your flight. I'll be in touch.